Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. Yeah. It's Butter Babe.
Hey, yo, this is the mayor. And I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
GQ Palace Radio.
Some technical difficulty from Blog Talk Radio. Once again, bear with us. We're experiencing some technical difficulty from Blog Talk Radio. Once again, please bear with us. We're experiencing some technical difficulty due to Blog Talk Radio. At this time, I'm the only one that y'all can hear, but bear with us. Give us like 2 minutes, and we'll be here to have everybody on the air. Just bear with us. Once again, just bear with us. We're experiencing some technical difficulty due to the cause of Blog Talk Radio. So just stay right there. We'll be with y'all in 1 minute. Please bear with us. We're experiencing some technical difficulty from Blog Talk Radio. We'll be with y'all in 1 minute. Please bear with us.
Hello.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Something going on with Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait a minute. Where's everybody at? Checking on one. I know I'm a little late, but.
Okay, ladies, y'all are on the air live. I said, y'all on the air live right now.
Okay. Okay. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. First and foremost, we'd like to apologize for the delay because we're going through a little technical difficulties and they're working behind the scenes trying to get all of our stuff running right or whatever. We appreciate your patience, and for all our listeners and callers, we appreciate you still calling in and everything and listening to the show. And what's going on with my divas, my fellow divas?
All right. It is what it is. I'm here, diva.
All right. Listen. Shout out to our other fellow diva, T, building, but she's facing some technical difficulties right now, too. Shout out to you, T, deuces. So, this week in our topics, I think we have very interesting topics. There's, a lot of things going on. But before I get into that, we would like to state that this is an adult show, and we do promote, adult listeners and callers. But, however, we do have younger callers that are younger than 18 years of age. And we would like to, state that we have no profanity. We try not to have profanity on here. Sometimes things slip up, it happens, but we don't promote that here on the show. We are adults, but we are respectable adults. People do call in line with their opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. There's no right or wrong in the situation. Everybody's just really basically stating how they feel. So we do appreciate that, and like I said, we do promote older listeners and callers if we have. So, but again, we try to keep a civil tongue over here at the GQ Palace. You know what I'm saying? We have big things going on. Rachel, if you have no announcement started with the show, being we're running a little behind.
No further announcement.
Okay.
Ready to start the show, Diva.
All right. Before we do start it again, I just, give birthday shout-out to anybody who's out there celebrating the Aquarian birthdays. I think tomorrow starts the Pisces season.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to whoever is celebrating a birthday. My daughter is having a birthday coming up next Wednesday is her birthday, so we'll take care next week. Happy birthday to my baby, Ronice. She'll be 21 years old, and I know that's probably telling my age, too, but, stuff like that. But this week, in lieu of things that's going on in our current events, and being it's Black History Month, we're going to start the show tonight with, things that are just going on basically in the news. But our main topic, our main focus tonight is actually on Michael Dunn from Florida, who killed Jordan, is his name. I apologize if I forgot his last name. But he killed the young man in the car for playing his music too loud. Now, he was acquitted of murder because of a hung jury, but they found him guilty of attempted murder for the other three guys that he did shoot. So it's a sad situation down there in Florida. And
Jordan Davis is his name.
Rest in peace to those young men, Jordan Davis, Trayvon Martin, and to anybody else who we actually don't see in the news about that, that's actually still going through that same thing. Now, with this day and age, it's like, that's just like a lynching. You understand what I'm saying? That's just that it's like, you know, they're living in the Jim Crow era again, but now they're just legally protected. They've always been protected, but now it's just really terrible because they're coming up with all kind of excuses and justifications for killing innocent young black men.
And it's just okay. And they're just letting these people kill these young brothers and get off with it and live their lives. And it's unfair.
It is unfair. And where does our country lie? Where do we go from here? You know what I'm saying? And I have two sons, and I'm looking like, thought that, again, that could have been my son that happened to, and only God knows what I would have done in that situation. I don't know what my composure would have been like. You know what I mean? It could have made me bitter, and it brought up all kinds of hatred and stuff like that. And here they want our country to grow and to get over what we were going through in slavery days and all of that stuff. But this is what happens. But the slavery continues.
Mm-hmm.
The assassinations and the lynchings and stuff like that.
And these families are expected to just sit back and say, it's okay that somebody killed our son. What do they expect these parents to do?
Exactly.
You know,
how do they really think these people are going to react? And you know, you have other young black men out there that actually see this going on and stuff like that. And when they see it now, when they see a white man or whatever, how they're going to react? You understand what I'm saying? Of course, they're going to be in fear that maybe they could just pull out a gun and shoot them with some cock and bull excuse talking about, oh, he was playing his music too loud. Oh, he looked at me too hard. Or some kind of old stupid old excuse. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a travesty that our country is allowing this to continue and allowing this to happen without people paying a price for that.
Mm-hmm. And how does that make the justice system look? Really,
it's horrible, and it's even worse down there in Florida.
Exactly.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Because you know it's the Constitution needs to be changed. That's what needs to be changed because this is what they're running off of. You understand what I'm saying? But that Constitution is only for one side. It's only one sided. Look how these politicians, they don't even have enough respect for. They call in the president of our country mongrel, coon. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just crazy, and it has my mind all boggled to the point where it's hard for me to express what I really want to say because I'm angry.
Exactly. You
know, and that's what it does. It brings anger out of us because it's unjustifiable. It's unjustifiable.
Exactly.
You know, because he was playing his music too loud, really?
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
And then you claim you felt threatened, but you walked past that car, went to your car, got a gun, went back and started shooting. You fired off 10 rounds.
And all he got off with was what? Attempted murder?
Attempted murder. And you know why they gave him that? They gave him that because he didn't kill the rest of them. They mad at him for not killing all of them.
Mm.
That's the only reason they convicted that man, because they're angry with him. That jury was angry with him for not killing all of them. You should have killed them all. They would have let him go scot-free then.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard. It's terrible. It's terrible. Because what has that? What has these children done for you to take such excessive force? Because if there was a problem, where does the law come in at now?
Exactly.
You know, where are your law?
It's okay for these people, these white people, to walk up, these white men, to walk up to our young brothers, our sons, our children, young adults, and just pop off like it's okay. It's not okay. Something has to be done, something needs to be said, and something needs to be done.
Yes, yes, it really, really does. Mm. It really does, because now it's just now it's becoming a habit, a pattern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, let's go on and kill a nigga. We're going to get away with it anyway. And that's exactly what they're saying. That's exactly what they're calling them, niggers.
Yep.
You know, and wow. It's because you don't want to see all white people like that. You don't want to see, but it's hard. It makes it hard for us to see the individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes it hard for them. It does. Because now these people are setting us back to slavery, to what we're trying to get over. And I don't really want to hear about the black on black crime. That's a whole other story we have to deal with in-house. We have to deal with that on our own. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. Now we got to deal with the white on young black America crime. I pray that something be done to the justice system, to these people that they're allowing, to even these people that they are picking to be jurors. These people obviously have the mindset of these buttheads that are shooting these kids. How are they picking these jurors? Are they just, you know, really? Are they really screening them, or are they handpicking them selectively? Oh, we're going to pick this juror because we know that this juror has the same mindset of the dummy that shot these kids.
Exactly. And it's ridiculous how, you know, like they said, they turned in the sheets for badges. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he claimed that he saw a gun with one of the children, that one of the boys had a gun or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife's testimony that she said he didn't mention no gun at all to her. You understand what I'm saying? Then he tried to the script like, oh, she was worried and all kinds of stuff. He tried to cook up some story. Like, and then now even the judge was saying, as far as when it comes to stand your ground laws, they didn't even understand it. The judge itself said how confusing it was. You understand? Why do you have
how could the judge allow? I understand the jury, you know, calls and says what they think, but still it's up to the judge to say.
Exactly. He has the power to override that, and that's my point. That was my point. He had the power to override what that jury says. You understand?
You let it be a black judge. You let it be an African-American judge and see if these guys get off with killing our young black brothers. I'm sorry. You let it be an African-American judge. Was it an African-American judge?
No, please.
Okay. Then there we go.
Why have a law in place that no one understands.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's not clear.
Exactly.
It's not clear, and y'all allowing these people to get away with this mess.
Mm-mm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's a travesty, because now it just it puts black men in a very bad position on both ends.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? On the offense and defense. Because now it's like we always got to find a way to defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just walk into the store. You got to be on the defense. And it's crazy. It's crazy.
And like you said, you have two sons. I have a 20-year-old son. He'll be 21 this year. I'm afraid for my son likes to play his music loud. You know, so, I mean, really? I have to tell my son, please. Please play your music low, just because you don't want to be that next young. And my son is going to school right now to be, he's going to school for criminal justice. He wants to be an officer.
Okay.
My son's going to school for 2 years now. So really, just because my son likes playing his music loud, doesn't mean that, you know, screw the fact that he's going to school to be an officer, you know?
Yes.
Before you shoot these kids, pay attention to, you know, the fact that they are our future.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Rachel. Yeah, exactly. You think you can wipe them all out? Well, is that what's going to happen? Is that what they think is going on? Let's wipe them out. Then we won't have to worry about having another black president. You understand what I'm saying?
Not happening. Regardless.
It's not going to happen.
Regardless of how many of our, if not you, really, they can't shoot enough of our African American young brothers.
And they're going to happen. It's too, and like I said, it's just again putting us in a bad position. Because now you have so many people that are just so angered, so your first thing to do is react.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, let's look at and see if that was a black man that shot a white kid. But
oh, they've been beat up and drugged, and
this is a reality. What do people think would happen to that man?
Mm-hmm.
That black man would be in jail, convicted of murder.
Exactly.
For excessive use of deadly force.
Yep. And all sorts of things. He'd have black eyes, be drugged, do the dirt and everything.
It's actually scary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to stay prayerful for our children, because we never know what can happen to us once you walk out of your door.
Exactly.
But that's not a story you want to be afraid of. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's not something you want to be afraid of. Oh, my son can't play his music loud in his car because he may be killed.
Mm-hmm.
The music that he plays gets on somebody's nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Is that's what you call justice?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call justice? And for them people to continue to allow this to happen? Really? Hit a lady, shot a gun in the daggone air, a warning shot in the air because she was being beaten, but that wasn't standing her ground. They gave her 20 years.
What color was she?
She's black.
African American. Okay, you little white woman. Well,
she's black.
I'm not being prejudiced here. I'm not being prejudiced here, but you let a white woman hold a gun up and shoot in the air, warning, trying to say, you know, get somebody's attention because her husband, who, you know, is beating her up or threatening her. Please, she's going to get all sorts of tags and recognition and trophies and stuff.
Yep.
I guarantee you.
Yep.
Leave us alone. Leave my people alone.
Yes. And I think they were appealing it, so they're going to have another trial because that was a travesty right there, and the state of Florida is horrible. They can't get they can't even get my money. I'm sorry, but no Disney for us.
They'll be lucky if some type of riot don't come up soon. I pray that. And not just in Florida, but all over the world, he is saying. And it's for real, really. People are going to start rioting.
Yeah.
Not just in Florida, but all over the world. Thank you, T, for that. T is with us, y'all. She's not here with us. We can't hear her voice, but she's here. She's here with us.
That's right. Shout out to Tia. That's our other technical. Our other technician. He's going on the computer side.
Yes, and please continue to bear with us. We are still experiencing some problems with Blog Talk Radio. We're in the process of, well, we're not in the process of working it out, but our CEO and our exec are behind the scenes taking care of the business. Shout out to them. We love y'all. DQ Palace, baby.
Yes. So, but again, And being it's Black History Month, I just it's so appropriate, you know, to bring this up because stuff like this, the children are never learning in school. You understand what I'm saying? They'll never learn this stuff like this in school. They'll never bring it up because that'll be too much exposing themselves. The writers of the history book and all of that stuff.
Prejudice still exists. Still exists. I see it every day. I hear it every day. Let me tell you, I work with the elderly, right? And I'm sitting there, and this person just came into our nursing home. This person Can't see too well, can see shade, and the person has Alzheimer's, not all there. So the person is talking, and the person reaches out and says, give me your hand so I can, you know, tell whether you're there or not, or if I'm just dreaming. So I touched the person's hand, and the person looked at my hand, latched back and said, that N-word, those N-word, this person see now, and elderly and all, but you let this person see the color of my skin, talking about that N-word, those N-words. I said, oh, Lord, Jesus, help this person, because I'm trying to help this person.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I used to work in a facility also with an older, you know, with the elderly too. And here's this lady, she couldn't really do anything for herself. But because I was a black lady, any black healthcare workers or whatever, she did not want to touch her. She'd rather use the bathroom on herself and us to touch her and help. I said, listen, that's you that got a lady in feces, not me.
Exactly. And, you know, they have in these healthcare facilities, they have the residents that we're not supposed to have males take care of them. Some of them don't want a male aide. Well, I have yet to see a resident that has requested not to have an African American take care of them because it's not allowed. But I can tell when I walk into some of them rooms how, you know, that these people, some of them are so very prejudiced. And it's sad.
That's that old prejudice, too.
Yes.
That never went away with them. You understand what I'm saying? They just so happen to get old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got family members that come and say, pardon my mother's, you know, or my father's, you know, the reason they treated you a certain way, I know that, you know, I'm not that way, but, you know, that's how they were raised, so I, you know, ask that you forgive them for it. I sure do. It's okay, honey. It's okay. But they just thought, of course, it hurts me. You know, it hurts. It hurts when I walk into the grocery store and somebody step aside or pull their pocketbook or something. You know, it's sad. It's so sad that it's still
and
children have to pay.
And my thing is, why you will hate us so much, but you ate the food we cooked.
Mm-hmm.
You allowed us to breastfeed your children.
Mm-hmm.
To breastfeed your little white child was sucking on my black nipples.
Unfortunately, we gotta tell it like it is, but you know, and we don't.
And I'm calling a spade because this is facts.
It sure
but
is.
But you lynched us so much, you will go in there and rape the women. You hated us so much, but we did everything that was possible to do for you. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. We kept your businesses running.
Exactly.
Picking your cotton that you went out there and sold.
Mm.
And see, like I said, even when it comes to slave and master, we're slaves to something. Everybody's a slave to something. You understand what I'm saying? Slavery itself is not the bad thing. It's how you treat your slaves is what's bad. Because, again, we're slaves to our boss right now, but we're going to get paid justly. And you're not gonna treat me inhumanely. See, that's where the abomination of slavery comes in at, because you treated us unjustly.
Mm.
You treated us inhumanely.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem comes in at, you know. And it's crazy because a lot of times you're fighting with religion. You fight against religion and morals that time, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, Lord, you're talking to the Lord 24/7. Sometimes you can't hear him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear the Lord right now. I got to take this into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do something to me, and I'm going to just let it rock.
Right.
You kill me then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just sad. It really is sad that we, in 2014, we still living like it's 1950.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, and it's sad.
You know? You talking things that happened 70-something years ago. Yeah, I heard of history repeating itself, but that's not a repeat we want to go through.
Exactly. Not at all. Not at all. But unfortunately, we're going through it, and we're paying for it, and our kids are paying for it, and it's a shame.
Absolutely.
It's a shame.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, the rest of the kids that were in the vehicle with that boy, how many of them were it? Was it?
It was four of them. It was four of them in the vehicle.
Okay, so they have to live this dream, relive this nightmare every day because they saw this. They lived this.
Yep.
They had to go through this. And is there anyone that, is this man even saying, I apologize for creating this nightmare for the rest of you? Is anyone saying, you know, I apologize? No, they're not giving a damn.
Nothing. He claimed, his story was, oh, he heard him say, oh, are we go, I'm gonna shoot this MF-er. But if his music was so loud, how could you hear what he said?
Exactly.
How could you hear what he said?
Wow.
You know, then he claimed his, what? How's your wife doing about what, loud music? And it goes to show you, they were in the car. It's not like they were out of the car being belligerent or anything of that nature, because you shot the car up 10 times. You shot to kill. You didn't shoot for defense. You shot to kill those kids.
Yeah.
And like I said, the only reason they haven't convicted him, they gave him attempted murder because he didn't kill all of them. They convicted him because he should have killed all of them in their eyes. And it's, again, it's a doggone travesty. That's why our black children and stuff like that, we have to help them empower themselves. You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't have any kind of education, they're going to treat you just like a dog on the street.
Yes. Yes.
So, education is very important to our young black people, because then they'll look at you. His parents could have been sagging, but he could have had a 4.0 GPA.
Average,
yep. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? A 4.0 GPA. Don't stop judging people by the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's crazy.
And of their character.
They wasn't listening to Dr. King when he was talking. All they was trying to do was do what they did and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It's still going on. That's like they call Sherman. Richard Sherman, a thug. The football player from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Call him a thug. Do they look at the degrees he possessed?
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, he's went and talked to gang members and all of that stuff, trying to get the unity and all that. He got psychology degrees and all of that stuff. So what's so thuggish about him?
Wow. Wow.
You know, and now we have a point, where does this end? Yeah, that damn bitter because we got a black president? Get over it already. He's in his second term.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get over it. And guess what? I have news for them. The next president that gets in there, you're still going to have to pay taxes. You're still going to have to pay for health insurance. It's still going down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you,
they're running up all the issues that we possess in the justice system and with politics and all that. All of those issues are still going to be there. They're still going to exist.
It's still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Black, white, and indifferent. It's still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And here they're mad at a man who they're bucking against. You won't help him do anything, and then you're mad because he pulls rank and do what he want to do. That's an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
You mad at him because he's making the decisions, but y'all study bucking against him. Y'all don't want to help him do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all see is that he has black in him.
Yeah.
That's all you see. Yeah. But let me tell you something. If he had a white wife, they'd think different. And that's my opinion. That is not the opinion of GQ Pals Radio. That's Angie's opinion. That's Angie's opinion. So, if he had a white wife again, they would see him differently. I'm telling you, that's just the way of the world. You know what I'm saying? But He's a smart black man that has a smart black woman as his wife, and it, mm-hmm. they can't take it.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, we'd just like to mention to all of our listeners out there on the internet and whoever's on the line, it's callers or whatever, we are facing technical difficulties with our mother company, and right now we can't take any callers, but we encourage you just to stay on the line and listen or whatever, and go post up on the forum if you are on the internet. You can go in the forum and speak that way through conversation through the forum. So, but as far as taking live callers right now, we can't do so, and we apologize for that, and we'll make it up to y'all next week. But we're not going to stay on all night tonight. We're going to end our show early because of the technical difficulties we're having, and we apologize for the. You know, for the mishaps or whatever we have going on. And we do appreciate your support, and we do encourage you guys to continue to call us, to keep calling into the show. The show is not ending, but it's, you know, we're going to end it for the night, just for the night, because we are having technical difficulties. And we apologize again. I was looking forward to talking to you guys, but they're working on fixing whatever the problem is, whatever they got going, whatever, you know, our mother company has going on. So, but this was out of GQ Palace's hands. GQ Palace's hands were tied. There was nothing we really could do about the situation right now. So, again, we want to catch you guys same time next week at 7 p.m. on 646-238-3838. Call in, and, you know, we're going to actually continue where we left off this week. We'll continue on the show next week. We do have other shows from Sunday to Friday. There's a show every night. So we have on Sunday nights, there's Spiritual Sunday. On Monday nights is Unsigned Artist Radio. On Tuesday nights, there's sports, GQ Palace Sports. On Wednesday nights is Hail the Diva Squad. Thursday nights is with the Belvins, KL and Tiffany Belvin with Love and Relationship. And Fridays is General Questions with our very own CEO, Rich Money, at 6 o'clock on Friday. So we encourage you guys to please continue to call us and support the radio. You guys have been great. We appreciate your patience for the mishaps tonight, and we will catch you guys same time next week, 7 p.m., 646-238-3838. On that note, we're out. Deuces.
Good night.
Good night.